This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Uganda, where a number of officials have been charged with inhumane treatment after they tortured and whipped 20 queer men. So the men were at an LGBT shelter in Kampala. The shelter was raided, which locals or local human rights groups say it was a false raid, an excuse to be raided. And in the course of arresting these 20 men, many were whipped and beaten, and the majority spent almost 50 days in jail, in which time they were denied HIV medicine, legal counsel, and also the ability to apply for bail. What turned the corner on this one is that somebody got footage. Somebody videoed it and put it out, and it has reached to international human rights groups who have made lots of noise, and it has forced the local officials in Uganda to front up to court, and they are now facing charges, which doesn't sound like much to us, but gee, for Uganda, that's a big step ahead.
It's a big step, and also, again, it's the power of the, you know, of having a mobile phone and being able to use it for this, to document this kind of things. You know, we've seen that last week with Lebanon. We've seen that with this
Black Lives Matter.
All this, and it is actually empowering people to be heard and to do something.
So our message: if in doubt, get it on film. Stefan, what's happening in the US?
Well, we know often sports is riddled by homophobia, and there's not a lot of things done about it. I mean, I'm clearly using a broad brush.
Or clearly?
clearly using a broad brush. But in the US, 33 years of commentating for baseball, and made some quite horrendous homophobic remarks on there, and the commentator was actually suspended from doing his job because of these remarks. And I think we need to see a bit more of this. We need to really see this. You know, we had that last year in Australia with Israel Folau, and you know, things happened, but then he was hired in another team overseas. So just let's stamp this out now. Enough. It's unacceptable. End of story.
I think some of these media people think they are much bigger than you know, they're untouchable. So it is good to see the companies taking action and imposing some sorts of standards. Paul, you've been looking at the Disney Corporation.
Yes, would you believe Disney now have their first bisexual lead character? It's really? In one of their animated series on their own channel. The story is about a 14-year-old girl who's just a normal teen, but then she actually finds out she is going to become a witch. She's been seen being attracted and dating male characters in the show, but over the most recent episodes, she's actually now had a relationship with one of the female characters. The series creator has substantiated viewers' theories on Twitter that it was indeed a LGBTIQ relationship, and also has gone on and said that some of the Disney leadership weren't that keen on having that on the show. The producer, who is a bi person herself, was very definite that she was going to write a bi character into the series, and eventually the leadership in the Disney came round to the idea.
I'm glad they did, and it, you know, fingers crossed, in not too long it won't be an issue at all.
I mean, recently Disney did have their first gay lead character in the short movie Out.
I'll say it's also nice that it's female. Because, you know, just speaking about the Nigeria film, it's quite nice to see it's a female.
True, true. Now, Shannon, you've been, again, we've been keeping a close eye on Poland all this time. What's the latest in Poland?
Yeah, to take us on a slightly bleaker note, the Polish government has agreed to bail out the LGBT-free towns that have been denied EU funding. So as we've talked about previously, there were towns that said they were LGBT-free zones, which is now a third of Poland has made that declaration. And those towns were then, you know, rejected by the EU when applying for the twinning program. But the Polish justice minister has said that they are supporting these municipalities as they have a pro-family agenda. So they will be giving those towns some of the money that they missed out on from the EU.
The Polish government is not going to let this go, are they?
No.
Well, no, I think they're elected, no, re-elected, so they're going to use all that power.
But they weren't re-elected by much, and the president wasn't. And, you don't have to, once you're elected, it doesn't have to be an issue, but they seem to want to keep on, you know, dragging this out. I just wanted to touch on one more quick one, which was in Russia, because I love when queer people get inventive. So, you know, there's all sorts of issues in flying the rainbow flag in Russia. You can get arrested. Well, one activist has put a rainbow flag, tied a whole lot of helium balloons on it, included his name so people knew who he was, and flew it over the centre of Moscow. So a very inventive way to fly the rainbow flag in Russia. And that's the wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.